I still don't know what you're saying.
And somebody knocks on the door and says, "Hey, there." And you know that they'll recognize your voice. You don't give your name. You just say it.
Yeah.
It's me. And if it was a man, you say it. And you know that they'll recognize your voice. There's a man at the door. And you know who it is. And you don't give his name. You say it. And if it's a man, you say it. You know, say me if it's you. But if it's a man, man. And you know who it is. You don't give his name. Would you say it's he or it's him?
Huh?
If you say it's he or it's him, it's a man.
If I know
it, would you say it's him? Okay, and if it was a woman, it's say it's
her.
And if it's two people, it's
him and her. If I know it,
would you say they or them?
They are them.
Which
yeah, they
would
are
you
them.
Say?
Let's see. It's them.
Okay.
Her.
For comparing how tall you are, you say that he's not as tall as.
Yeah,
and
I am.
And I'm not as, or I'm not as tall as.
Him. He is.
And he can do it better than
me. And I can.
And if somebody has been running a long way,
I am.
And he has, and I'm not going to say 2 miles is the.
He is.
He can do it better than me.
And I can.
The blank he can go.
About as far as he can go.
All right. If something belongs to me, you would say it's.
Man.
And
it's yours.
And it belongs to both of us.
It's ours.
And to them, it's nothing
belongs
to me.
Belongs to them.
Or it's ours, or it's
yours, theirs.
And it belongs to him.
It's ours. It belongs to him.
It's
his.
And to her,
it's hers.
And let's see. Some people, a bunch of people have been to visit you and they're about to leave. You say to them,
a bunch of them. Y'all come back.
If there were a bunch of people who owned a car and the car was out in the road and you looked out and somebody was about to hit it, you would say to them, somebody's about to hit
y'all gone.
All right. And if you wanted to know about some people who were at the party and you were asking them what body was in there, you would say,
gone.
All right. And if you want to know who had been there, so you ask.
Who's been at the party?
Would you say they all?
Who all been at party? Who all been at party?
Well.
Yeah, who all, yeah.
Would you ever say who all?
Who all?
I don't mean who all the children were those.
Yeah, I would. Who all children, yeah.
Well,
who's children there, are they? Yeah. I'd probably say who's children are they?
All right. And if you wanted to know about, if you wanted to hear a speech and you missed it, and you wanted to know what was said, you might ask
what did you say?
Would you ever ask what all they know about?
Well, I would, yeah. Well, he's saying, yeah. What he's saying.
If nobody will do it for them, they have to do it for
himself.
Or he'll have to do it
for himself.
Uh-huh. And other than cornmeal, are there any other things you might make out of cornmeal?
For himself. Cornbread, for himself.
And other than cornbread,
are there
any other things you might make out of? Did you ever hear of a corn dodger?
No.
How about the little things you eat with fish that have onions?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Do you have a corn dodger?
That's close.
Okay, well, let's go on. Let's see, if you had a glass and it fell off the table, you would say it's
broke.
And it had, if you had a glass, but I didn't get
it. I didn't break.
And if people came into the dining room and you wanted to invite them to be seated, you would say, won't you?
Won't you sit down?
And so then he came into the dining room and did what? Same word. You asked him to sit, so he didn't
sit.
He
sit down.
And then in the past, they had all. Using a form of help, you would hand out somebody to help himself, but then he went ahead and
he had already helped himself.
A type of nut that they make pies out of. That's the one. And if you are getting some butter beans out of the pot, you do
Mm-hmm.
And if you took the tops of the turnip and you cooked them up, with that butter beans.